Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Welcome back into Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside the great Joe Rexrode from The Athletic. And speaking of The Athletic, we bring in, Joe, one of your cohorts now. Our good buddy John Glennon joins the show. John, how's it going, my man?
It goes well. How are you guys?
Doing very well. John, we've had some interesting discussions this hour about the CBA, the negotiations that are taking place. And we played some comments from Taylor Lewan on the Rich Eisen show where he basically said that he expects this to pass even though he voted against it. And I think the conclusion that Joe and I have come to is the owners have done a good job of making this appeal to maybe some of the lower-tier players who see the immediate increase in, you know, benefits, salaries that they may not otherwise have gotten. And for some of these guys, I mean, that can make a huge difference in their day-to-day lives. And because of that, we have a feeling this is going to pass. What are your thoughts on the way the CBA is structured and whether or not you think it's going to pass when this vote is finalized?
It's fascinating to me, especially the story that also came out last night that a number of players had requested to change their votes last night, but you know the NFLPA, I guess the board or the representatives basically said, no, you can't change your votes at this point. It's too late. But clearly there was some more information delivered at some point that made a lot of these guys question the original vote. But I think you're on the right track in saying that the biggest appeal of this CBA is to the guys that are making the least amount of money right now. They see that immediate bump. They don't know how long they're going to be in the league. They don't know what kind of money is going to be secure for the next several years. So they look at this immediate bump and they say, hey, I'm jumping in. You know, if that means playing a 17th game and risking health, you know, whether that leads to an extra playoff game, these kinds of concerns aren't as significant aren't on the front of the mind of these guys as much as, hey, I got to grab what I can when I can. And, yeah, as a result, it may pass despite the fact that a number of the bigger names in the NFL, some of the bigger representatives have said that they're going to vote no on this.
Yeah, it seems like a crafty proposal here because if you can appeal to the masses, then, you know, that's what matters, right? I mean, you're gonna get the votes and it's going to ram through. Unfortunately, in my mind, with this 17th game. But, John, you've been doing a lot of GM playing lately. I mean, this week you are, like, you are putting on the J-Rob hat. Do you have the big chaw in, too, to go with that?
I've got three. I've taken his, and I've also added Mike Vrabel's size dip as well. So I'm doubling up for this exercise.
What a legend. That is a big, what a legend. That's a mouthful. Well, first of all, so a couple of really interesting pieces on theathletic.com. That you've been a part of. First of all, our whole NFL team redrafted. So redrafted 2017, and I like one of your picks, and I got a problem with one of them, okay?
You got beef?
I got beef with – so first of all, so obviously if you think about a 2017 redraft, like, okay, the Browns, yep, they're taking Mahomes number one. You know, yeah. The Niners, they're taking Watson, which is funny, so the Bears still get screwed, and they take Myles Garrett number three. But – at five, instead of Corey Davis, who is not going anywhere in the first round on a redraft, You go with Tre'Davious White. I really like that one. Tre'Davious White for this team at corner. That would he'd look pretty good back there. Now you go through, and of course, anybody wants to read this, there's a lot of different picks. Obviously, a lot of people, you know, like Alvin Kamara goes higher, you know, a lot of guys like that. But you take Cooper Kupp at 18 instead of Adoree Jackson. Now, I like Cooper Kupp just fine.
I sense your disbelief on that by your tone already.
I mean, I like Cooper Kupp fine, but I'm, and I swear this is not a Detroit Lions slappy call. Man, I'm going Kenny Golladay right there. Kenny Golladay, I think, is going to be a star in the league. But that's just my little, you know, that's my only little nitpick with it. Now, you also, and I want to get to your GM for a day that's out today because it's really interesting. Tell us about that. Like your big items of what you are doing right now in real life if you're John Robinson facing the situation with the Titans.
Yeah, and you know, not that anybody didn't know this before, but the more I went through this and the more hours I spent on this, I realized the challenge that John Robinson has in front of him this offseason. You know, I was kind of expecting sort of a lighthearted, you know, just a real easy cruise and you know, making some easy decisions for the sake of this story. But, you know, even without going through the intricacies of the cap like John Robinson has to do, boy, this offseason is more difficult, I think, than almost any other offseason I can remember for the Titans. So some of the moves that I made initially, you know, I think the Titans are going to open with about $50 million in cap space. I think they could certainly use a little bit more, as any team could. So, you know, a couple of the guys I think are going to have to be cut, a couple of the veterans. I think the easiest one is probably Deion Lewis. You know, it's going to open some cap space. There's a guy who, you know, certainly wasn't very productive last year and is making too much money for the role he occupies now. I think that's a pretty easy call. Now, some of the more difficult calls are guys like Delanie Walker, Cameron Wake, guys who are making a lot of money and weren't productive last year, starting to get up in years, certainly. But could they have a rebound in them? Do they provide leadership? And might you renegotiate a contract with those guys instead of just cutting them? You know, those are options there as well. In terms of tags, you know, I like I'm giving the franchise tag to Derrick Henry here. You know, as I said in the story, I kind of loved what he brought to the Titans. Who wouldn't love what he brought to the Titans last year? Led the NFL in rushing. You know, was certainly a huge part of the 1-2 punch he and Ryan Tannehill were. But I'm terrified of the precedent of long-term second contracts to running backs. You know, there's just so much evidence we've seen that it does not work out for the best. So I see the best course of action on Derrick Henry is to go franchise, you know, bring him back, bring everything he has back for a year. He gets paid an average of the top five salaries. It's not ideal for him, certainly, and I can understand why he might not be happy about it. Because he doesn't get the long-term security. But if you're from the Titans standpoint, I like that move better because you're not necessarily tied down for years and you're not running the risk of ending up with a Todd Gurley contract or Le'Veon Bell or David Johnson where things don't work out after the first or the second year.
John Glennon from The Athletic on the line with us. And, John, it's looking more and more like losing Jack Conklin could become a real possibility for the Titans, just given how much money he might make on the open market. How does that kind of shift the Titans' plan? We've talked all offseason long about maybe trying to go out and add a pass rusher, whether that's in free agency or in the draft. But if they lose Jack Conklin, how much could that derail John Robinson's plans or plans we think he might have to go get a pass rusher when now all of a sudden you have to address the right tackle position as well?
You do, certainly. I mean, that, you know, having that strong offensive line, especially in terms of the running game, is essential to the Titans. So, you know, Jack Conklin, I think, is definitely the best right tackle on the market, probably the best tackle in general on the market. So if he's gone, that does significantly alter the Titans' strategy. I don't know if it's a great crop of tackles in free agency. I think there's a guy, you know, Brian Bulaga from Green Bay, is a guy who kind of might fit that Conklin mold, but he's about 5 years older than Conklin. So if Conklin's gone, I think that leads the Titans to probably taking a tackle in that first round. This is a pretty deep draft when it comes to tackles. I think your immediate priority if Conklin leaves is to go tackle in that first round and get somebody who can hopefully plug and play.
So to quickly recap what you've done, you're signing Tannehill 4 years, around 30 a year. You're franchising Henry, that's about 12 and a half. You're transition tagging Conklin, which according to your numbers here, 14.6. Now, of course, you know, other teams certainly might offer more, but you have the right to match that way. Logan Ryan can't stay. You're not picking up Corey Davis's option. I thought you had an interesting point here, a free agent, Kyle Van Noy. Not a sexy name out there, not one of the big name people, but which, like you said, you go through the numbers, you're like, man, they don't have the money, but maybe right. A guy who can at least give you a little bit more juice on the outside.
Yeah, it would be nice, certainly, to haul in all your remaining free agents and to add a Jadeveon Clowney. If there was no salary cap, sure. Those are all the right moves. But at some point, money obviously starts to figure into the equation here. And if you bring back, say, three of those top four guys, you're not going to have a ton of cap space left, I don't think. Now, I don't have a trusty capologist telling me otherwise, but I suspect things might be starting to get a little bit tighter at that point. So I like Kyle Van Noy. I like what he did last year with the Patriots because he'd been sort of an all-round linebacker for the Pats or for teams previously, but the Pats made him much more of a pass rusher last year, and he was excellent. He had career highs, 6.5 sacks, 15 quarterback hits, and he was also very good against the run, which I think the Titans need on the edge too. Harold Landry's strength is going after the passer. He isn't necessarily great against the run. So I think Kyle Van Noy is a guy that can bring you a little bit of both and not break the bank, for an average salary of probably about, just over $8 million or so.
John Glennon from The Athletic has been our guest here on Morning Drive. JG, thanks so much for joining us this morning, man. We appreciate it.
All right. Appreciate it, guys.
See you, absolutely. When we come back, we'll continue this discussion on the CBA and 17 games. How's that going to affect the Titans this next year? How could it affect them in terms of their negotiations with some of these free agents that we just laid out there with John Glennon? That'll be next. 102.5 The Game is your local donation station. We're accepting donations to help in the tornado disaster relief efforts. The Nashville Community Resource Center is in need of the following items: tarps, roll plastic, hand sanitizer, laundry detergent, work gloves, and trash bags, just to name a few. We'll take those donations Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. at our studio located at 1824 Murfreesboro Pike here in Nashville. To see the full list of items that can be donated, visit thegamenashville.com/donations. We'll be right back here on Morning Drive on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I sold my car in Carvana last night.
Well, that's cool.
No, you don't understand. It went perfectly. Real offer, down to the penny. They're picking it up tomorrow. Nothing went wrong.
So, what's the problem?
That is the problem. Nothing in my life goes as smoothly. I'm waiting for the catch.
Maybe there's no catch.
That's exactly what a catch would want me to think.
Wow, you need to relax.
I need to knock on wood. Do we have wood? Is this table wood?
I think it's laminate.
Okay, yeah, that's good. That's close enough.
Car selling without a catch. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.